88.9 Shine FM every Wednesday morning, checking in with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
March is rolling right along, and of course, it's been a great topic, dealing with depression that might have come about with the coronavirus, the pandemic for the last year.
Yes, and we are talking about 6 tips, and this is number 4.
Okay.
And I love this one. When we're struggling with depression, it is so critical to foster a sense of agency. It's important to make progress on personal goals, like improving piano or your golf game. While it sometimes can be difficult to find this emotion, or sorry, the motivation and energy when you're depressed, it's really important to take tiny steps to move ourselves towards those goals. So Michelle, again, our pseudo client who's helping us this month understand what these tips look like. She says, just taking small steps, consciously having really low expectations and telling myself, don't make it a big deal out of it, has helped me get through the motions, to get to the range or to play on the piano. Sometimes it's less about the actual thing you're doing than the fact that you're trying something, that you're taking control and taking action of some kind. That's what agency really is.
Okay, I was wondering what that was.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
sometimes we're just overwhelmed with getting started. You just got to go for it.
Yeah, and so it's those tiny steps that we take. And yes, it can be really hard now for many people who are working from home and finding these blurred boundaries between job hours and home life and time for self-care. But it really is a good idea for each of us to create a structure in our day to make sure that we schedule in things that are important to our well-being. Again, it could be spend time looking up a new recipe, cooking a favorite meal, riding your bike, going for a car ride. We've gone for a lot of car rides through COVID with your new playlist.
Indeed.
All these things, or turning on Shine FM
in
the car.
Too.
Right?
Appreciate it.
Yeah. but these are the good moments that can lift our mood and give us a sense of agency, control over what's happening to us in small ways.
I like that. Some great information throughout the month of March here with Kimberly Eckert. And, of course, a couple of locations in town if you want to meet up with Kimberly or her team.
Yeah, so we have our north and south location. And we have an incredible set of team members, some who work with children and teens struggling with depression, and then those that work with adults. And then we have Karen Shribney, who has a specialization in nutrition and mental health, who is here to support you as well.
Okay. Here's a question that just popped into my head.
Yeah.
Depending on what kind of situation a family's going through, is there ever a chance where maybe a parent would deal with one of your team members and the kids would be with somebody else, or is it always under one person kind of thing?
No, it's absolutely what you've just described. So we do a lot of teamwork here, and that's the beautiful part of coming to a clinic like Eckert Center, where there is more than one person, and so we can really support the whole family.
Oh, cool.
And then, yeah.
I'm glad I asked.
Yeah, and it works out extremely well from the perspective of being able to, with clients' permission, of course, for us as colleagues to consult with each other so that there is really a unified plan to support the whole family.
Sounds like the best way to get to the end result, positive for everybody there. That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks for asking.
Yeah, you're welcome. So eckertcenter.com, you can check out the website. Real easy to book an appointment there. And even better if you get that free initial consultation. We give that away every week. Kimberly, who are we going to give that to?
Let's go with caller number 4 today.
Okay, 276-8888, caller number 4 for that right now. And we will wrap up March and our discussion on depression with Kimberly next week. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you so much, Mike.